Here he is, your host for the most explosive podcast on YouTube, the YouTube Cruiserweight Champion, Jay Nitro!
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the 100% Real Podcast with your host that kind of, sort of, but not really does the most, Jay Nitro. Hey, I got a special guest with me today. She's my god sister. We've known each other for years. Give it up for KT.
Hey, you guys. How are y'all?
KT, welcome to the 100% Real Podcast. Very nice to have you for the first time.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We're going to talk a little bit about your business and what people can do to, you know, get in touch with you and everything like that. So, first off, what type of things do you do? Like, I know I've seen a little bit of your work, but I don't really know, like, details of it. Like, can you kind of elaborate on the details of your business?
No problem. Basically, what my business is, you can choose any style or type of mirror that you like. Some people do rectangular, some do square, small, some ask for like a 50 wide mirrors. And you just choose the size mirrors. You pay me, just basically do everything that you don't want to do. I basically go out and buy anything that you want. If you want flowers, you want just your name on it. If you want basically anything, if you want a Kobe Bryant on it, I'll buy maybe a picture of a Kobe Bryant or some dolls or some lights. I'll get my material and then I basically put them on there. And basically, it's basically what you want. If you want a rainbow mirror, I'll put like 100 colors on that one mirror.
Whoa.
If that's what you like. If you want just flowers, I just put the flowers on it. If you just want your name on it, I'll put Kobe Bryant. I made a Kobe Bryant mirror. I just put 24 and 8 on it with Kobe's name on it. And it's been a seller for a little bit. A lot of people have asked for it.
Mm-hmm. So what goes all into making these mirrors? Like what type of materials do you use as far as like craft wise?
I got like different sizes of glue guns and different sizes of glue that I use. Depends on the type of material that I put on the mirrors. I use hot glue, I use super glue, I use crazy glue, gorilla glue. It just all depends on type of the material that I use on it. So I make sure the product will stay on there for a long time. Let's see what I use, like the feathers, the fur. I call them feathers. But like the feathers. I use flowers. But the flowers, they kind of tricky. You ask for flowers, kind of tricky. Mm-hmm. You got to know how to put it on there. And you gotta know what to use because, Lord, I think that was a trial and error. It took a minute for me to try to advertise that one for a minute because I had to play it myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it all depends on what kind. You gotta know your material. You know your material, you know what kind of glue to use with the material, so make sure it'll stay together. But I always had, I had no complaints of the mirrors falling apart.
That's good.
One person, they said their stuff was falling apart. That's because they was traveling and they were moving to a new apartment, so it got messed up.
Yeah, so that wasn't on your end. That was pretty much on their end.
Don't go to Kayla because her material ain't good. My material is always good because I make sure it stays on there before I send it out.
I know it takes a lot of patience and, you know, dedication to do what you do. Also, I know you're a Keke Palmer fan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I'm still a kinky pervert. I'm not big on it how I was when I was younger. Not always being a kinky pervert fan. She's like an idol to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she started young, and she never let nobody chase down. She always chased her dreams. And she was really, really young, and I always been following her all the way up to now. I mean, I don't talk about her a lot, but I mean, I still follow her on social media and different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch certain stuff on her shows.
True.
But yeah, she's very interesting. She really put an impact on my life. I said, well, if she can do it, I know I can. So her and Tyler Banks, them two.
Oh yeah, Tyra Banks. Yeah, she's awesome. Let's see. If a celebrity asked you to make a mirror, if somebody famous asked you to make a mirror, who would you want it to be? Who would you want to make? Like, you know, I'm making this.
For?
Yeah, I made that question idol. So difficult.
Yeah, my other new idol I also look up to. If I had to choose to make one for it, will be Kelly Rowland.
Ooh, Kelly Rowland. Okay.
Yes, she's like my new idol because she is something. I love her vibe. I love her energy.
Mm-hmm.
So if they had to be somebody, I would let it be Kelly Rowland.
Nice. Is there anybody that you I forgot what I was gonna say. Never mind that question then. They kind of answered the question that I had. So if you could, this is like rapid fire questions right now. So if you had to live in a favorite, if you haven't I really messed that up. If you had to choose to live somewhere else, like your dream place to live, where would it be?
If I do, it'll be it'll be like North Carolina or just somewhere upstate. It'd be maybe North Carolina, just somewhere upstate. I always said Atlanta, but if it ain't gonna be North Carolina, it'd be Atlanta or just somewhere upstate. Just after those three. It depends on the environment and how I like the, depends on what state I'm in. If I like the environment, I might just catch on to it and just say, hey, I want to move up here.
I feel you. Has any have you put your mirrors out on like display for people like to look at and stuff, so people could be like, hey, I really like this, can you see if you could, you know, like how can I, you know, get in touch with you because I really like this display and I want one of my own, you know, like have you set it up like in like a art type of display type thing?
In an art type of way, no. I was trying to do a flea market of displays.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at.
Basically, I was trying to do a flea market display maybe one Saturday or one during the weekday, but I know because dealing with this weather and stuff and this coronavirus and everything, I couldn't do but so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I am reaching out to certain, I got certain people who helping me. I asked for help. I know some people asked, letting me, I think one person said they own somebody with a Plato's closet. So I'm trying to see if I can work with them and see if I can get my stuff in Plato's closet.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I'll be a big thing for you. I can see it now.
And then I know some people say they know somebody at Roundabouts or something, because Roundabouts is bigger. They buy furniture, so I'm trying to see if I can get my stuff at Roundabouts. I'm going to try to do the flea market as well if I can. I'm going to go out of state, really out of town.
Oh, snap.
And maybe do like flea markets and stuff. And like try to reach out to different people who's not in Colombia as well. So, I mean, it's a work in progress.
I feel you on that one.
That's what I'm doing now. I'm working on it to reach out to other people. Make sure I tell people, like, hey, tell somebody else to tell somebody else to tell somebody else. Hey, if you want a mirror, look me up. And then school's about to start back soon.
Hopefully they do. Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully college comes. So, because that's how I used to get my business back. Because a lot of people wanted mirrors back for school.
Yeah.
So hopefully school starts back for the kids so I can try to get it out there. But I just don't make this for females. I also make them for males too. So if they got like a favorite sports, like Steelers and stuff, or a favorite basketball team, they also can look me up.
Word.
I don't make them just for females. I make them for males too.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. You heard it from the source, right here. So, how long have we known each other, KT? We go way back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about maybe
ninth grade. I met you.
So what? That was like 2010, maybe.
Yeah, it was 2010 because
2010, 2011 ish.
It was 2010/2011. I think it was second semester though, so it was like 2011.
Yeah, it was going. It was going into the. It was going into
the new year.
Yeah,
it was going into new year when second semester had started.
I remember that. Because I think we had maybe English together. Yeah, we had English together. I remember now. Okay.
English, I think it was like English 1.
It was something like that. I can't really remember.
Yeah, it was like English 1. It was like
But, all right. All right, KT, I'll chat with you later. Anything else you want to say before you sign off?
Just make sure y'all look your girl up. Follow me all on my social media. My Instagram will be Kayla Timmons, or you can follow me on my other social media, my Facebook page. And if you would like to reach me, I also have a phone number as well. So make sure y'all look me up. It's cell phone number is 803-386-8589. You just have to press 1 and say your name, and the call will come through to me. I'll pick it up as long as you press 1. Or you can text my text message as well. It's a text message phone. Or you can just hit me up on my social media. And I always reply back.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. KT, I will chat with you later. Hey, this is the podcast that keeps it too sweet, and we are OUT out.